super fired up.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. We have been bringing you this podcast since February 2009. We're delighted to be sharing this information. Now, I have some good news and bad news. The good news is that our podcast continues to improve in quality. The bad news is we are now kind of filtering through some of the older podcasts, and they are being deleted. Yep. We're going to redo them, but they're going to be gone, the original ones. So if you want to listen to them, now's the time, because we're going to slowly start removing some of the inferior podcasts. As far as sound quality, the information is good. Hey, I want to thank you so much for sharing us on Facebook and for following us on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. It really means a lot to me personally when you share us on your timeline on Facebook or on your Google Plus, because it says that you believe in the message. And that's what's important. Look, I think more than ever before, we need to empower people. People need the love that they crave. People are just walking around the streets today lacking love. They need the love they crave. They need the money that they desire. Nobody should have to go without the money that they desire. And they need the health that they deserve. They need optimum health. And, you know, beyond that, whatever else a person wants in life, we try to help them get it through the law of attraction and some of the other laws that empower people's lives once you know how to use them. Today we're talking about a subject that we've never talked about. So I have a friend who's in this business called multi-level marketing, and he's trying to be successful. And I got on the phone last night, and I called three or four people from the past that I knew were very successful, that are very successful and making a ton of money in multi-level marketing. And I don't care whether, you know, what company you're with. This program is for you today, because I'm going to go through 10 suggestions. About six of them came from these people who are absolutely rock stars in making money in multi-level marketing. Some have made it with two or three companies. One person has been in it for 30 years. These are resources I have. And then I took basic information, but essential information that applies to the law of attraction. Now, in case you don't know what multi-level marketing is, it is starting your own business. It is becoming your own person, your own boss, not having to answer to anybody. And usually you will sign up with a company, and the company could be selling electronics. They could be selling vitamins. They could be selling home products. Of course, the most famous is Amway from the 70s. They just grew huge in the 70s. And I think everybody tried Amway. And some people made money at it. And most people did not. But they liked the product, so they stayed with it. You find a product. There's products that are selling essential oils. There's products that are selling makeup. I mean, there are products and services from a variety of sources. And so you don't have to rush into this, but there are people, and I'm not exaggerating, who are making well over $1 million a year in multi-level marketing. And they're just like you. They started out with a vision, with a dream, with an idea. Maybe they got brought in by a family member or a friend, and they just ran with the ball. And they made a ton of money. And money is good, right? Because we can do good things with money. So how do you get started? Okay, if you're already in a company, this still applies to you. So don't flip out now. Stay with me. First, you have to write. Got to get out a pen and paper and write your intention of what it is you want to accomplish and how much money you want to make. Now think about that. Do not, please do not say, I just want to make a lot of money. I just want to meet a lot of people. I just want to go to conventions. Focus on a dollar amount. It's very important that you say, I want to have this amount of money in my money pouch by such and such a date. It can be 3 years, 2 years, 5 years, a year. But know how much money. Maybe it's net worth. Maybe you say, look, I want to be worth $1 million by this date. But have an idea. Or I want to have a monthly income of $50,000 a month by this date. You've got to have an intention. And that's where a lot of multi-level and network marketers mess up. They just, oh, I want to make a lot of money. I want to help a lot of people. I want to reach a lot of people. But that doesn't count. That doesn't work. You have to have a dollar figure that you're going after. Now, you can change that later on. If you hit that goal, you can change that later on. Now, I recommend that you pause at this point if you don't understand what I'm talking about and go back to one of my earlier podcasts, probably 3 or 4 days, on Think and Grow Rich, where I give you 6 steps from Think and Grow Rich on how to attract money. Listen to that podcast in combination with this podcast, because that's where it starts. You have to have an intention. That's the beginning. Number 2, make sure your company is a good fit for you. Look, ladies and gentlemen, if I wanted to get into network marketing or multi-level marketing, selling cosmetics is not a good fit for me. I don't use cosmetics. I don't know a lot of people that do. So I would probably not do well or be comfortable in that market. Likewise, some companies are going to have products that are one-time kind of deals. Others are going to be more residual-oriented. Some are going to pay you 1 or 2 levels down. In other words, you bring in a person, you get paid on everything they sell. They bring in a person, you still get paid. How many layers down are you getting paid? Are you getting paid 6 layers, 5 layers, or only 2 layers? You need to know that. Because the more layers you are being paid down, the more money you have an opportunity to make without having to go out and knock on doors yourself. Okay? So make sure the company's a good fit. Make sure that they've been around for a while. Make sure the people have a vision that's similar to yours. Okay, next. This is an important one. This is big time important. attract the right sponsor. If you attract a sponsor who is, maybe he's your buddy. He's your buddy. And he says, come join me. You're going to make a lot of money. So you join, you write out a check for a few $100s and you're in. He doesn't know any more than you do about building a business. You need someone who knows how to build a business. You need someone who knows how to build a successful downline. You need someone who knows how to manage it. You need someone who can teach you how to motivate. If you don't have the right sponsor, then you're out on a raft with somebody else. You're both out there and neither of you have an oar. You need somebody that knows how to get you from where you want to be to where you want to go. I suggest you find the person in your company that is making the most money and glue onto that person. But listen, be careful. Be careful. Because somebody might be making $500,000 a year, $750,000 a year, but they've been in the business for 25 years. You want somebody that's making $500,000 a year or more. It's only been in the business for 5 years. They know things that the others don't. That's who you want to hook up with. That's who you want to sponsor you, because they want you to be successful, because they're being paid on anything that you sell. Next, set goals. Look at everybody says, well, you know, 10 years from now, I'm going to be living in this home and driving this car. That's good. Have that picture in your mind. That's a meta goal. Have it in your mind. Make it a magnet for you that pulls you forward. But what is your goal for the year? What is your goal for the next 6 months? What is your goal for the next 3 months? I just talked to a friend of mine who says, well, you know, I just made a list of 200 people. We'll see what happens. That's not a goal. We'll see what happens is not a goal. A goal is, over the next 3 months, I am... Here's that I am word again. I am attracting 7 good representatives that will sell this product, find benefit in it, and have a desire to empower their lives. Now that means that you might bring in 14, but you need 7 good ones. That's a goal. And then finally, you have to have daily goals. If you have another job, if you are raising children and you're staying home, if you're busy with other things in your life, you have to say, okay, I can put an hour a day aside for this. So what is my goal? My goal is 3 contacts a day or 2 contacts. Those are people I've actually made contact with and talked to. Or 1 contact a day. Or maybe 5 calls and however many contacts come up. But you have to have daily goals. Absolutely essential. Next, you need to believe that you will succeed no matter what. You have to have an absolute dogged belief. I am succeeding. Not I will. I am succeeding. I am accomplishing this. This is manifesting. I am creating this. This is my business. I cannot be stopped. And your belief has to include it's fun. Because a lot of people who got into Amway in the 70s hated it. I mean, I don't like talking to people. I don't like knocking on doors. I don't like calling my friends. Well, you don't have to do any of that, by the way. But you have to believe it's fun. So if you don't believe it's fun, you better have some affirmations that it's fun, and you better pound those affirmations into your brain. You have to believe it's easy. Everybody says it's hard. It's easy. If you believe it's easy, it becomes easy. If you believe it's difficult, it becomes difficult. Roger Bannister broke the barrier of the 4-minute mile in track. Until then, everybody believed it was impossible. After that, high school students start accomplishing it. It's all about belief. And then you have to believe it's rewarding, that you're doing something, not only for yourself, for your family, but for those around you. Hey, we're going to be right back. I've got some more stuff for you. And even if you're not in the multi-level marketing, this stuff will help you in any area of your life. I'll be right back. Thanks.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact. A handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Okay, we're back, and here is the next tip. Prospect everywhere. Did you go into the store today? Did you talk to a checker? Did you talk to the person in line? Did you talk to the gas station attendant? Do you think he wants to be pumping gas for the rest of his life? Probably not, unless he owns a station. Did you talk to your insurance agent? How about your physician? Did you talk to your doctor? You see, there are so many people that you come in contact with every day. And all you need is a casual, easy slide way to open up a conversation. Make them feel comfortable like they're not being sold, because you should never be selling this. You should be offering an opportunity. And, you know, you're going to meet people that are going to say, hey, I want to learn more. I want to improve my lot in life. Next, this is critical. You have goals. You have goals, but I want you to focus on other people's goals. Look, if you help somebody reach their goals, whatever their goals are, and don't set their goals for them, let them set their own goals. If you help them reach their goals, it's absolutely for certain that in that action and in their movement, they will be helping you reach your goals. So, I work with people all over the world and train them in multi-level marketing. I have experts that have made a ton of money in multi-level marketing, and I've literally, you know, parked myself in their brain and picked their brain to death. I know how to help you if you're interested in building a business in multi-level marketing. But I don't honestly believe that for me, I can help you if I'm in another company, because the urge would be to pull you into my company. So at that point, I decided this wasn't my path. I had made a bad decision. But you don't have to make that bad decision. And that comes back to step number 2. Make sure you're with the right company and the right people. Prospect everywhere is where we left off. Focus on people's personal goals. That's important, because if you don't, your greediness comes through and people pick that up. And even if they've invested some money and time to be a part of that company, they don't want anything to do with it after a while. You drive people away. You know, practice your presentation. If you have a presentation, if you haven't practiced that presentation out loud competitively, then you're not going to go anywhere. You have to have a perfect presentation. Learn to use the internet. There are hundreds of ways of attracting prospective partners through the internet, but you got to learn them. So spend time learning them. You need affirmations and incantations every day because there are areas of this business, multi-level marketing and network marketing, that are going to be challenging. And so if you don't have an affirmation that's either going to change your belief or undo the inner block that you have, it's going to come up and bite you. You're maybe get off to a good start, but eventually it's going to come up and bite you. And then finally, I honestly believe you need to practice creative visualization every single day. Every single day. Because without creative visualization, you're not creating that magnetism in your mind to attract the kind of people you want, the opportunities you want, the situations you need to build the kind of empire you desire to build. Hey, we're here to help you build your personal empire through Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching. Be sure and write us or fill out the application. Hey, there's no obligation. We'll give you 30 minutes absolutely free. That's www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Be sure and pay it forward. Help somebody out today. Make a lot of money. You deserve it. Okay? We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible? Obtain health and vitality? Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.